Yishaya Perikei Pasuk Yud Aleph, Lilui Nishmas, Pesach Lavin Avram Nata. We continue with the second of the kinos. So we had the parable of the vineyard at the beginning. Then we had one kina about self-satisfied, comfortable people building houses without concern of thoroughfares for the poor, without concern of the maestros and the welfare of the poor. Now a second kina about those who, like my girl, party all the time, party all the time. Hay mashkime baboker shechar yirdofu. Woe to those who wake up in the morning and they get up early and they pursue strong wine. They chase after booze. Me'achare vaneshef. And they sit late into the night. Yayin yadli came. And wine inflames them. So in the society of plenty, people intoxicate themselves. Getting up early in the morning in pursuit of pleasure and drink. Staying up late in bars and saloons and taverns. Enjoying each other's company. So a nice Shalom Zachar can be a nice moment for one shot. But if you make it all about the booze, if you're one of the group that traverses the neighborhood looking for a Shalom Zachar, looking for a Kiddush, looking for a house party, Yeshaya is talking to you and saying, be very careful about that. And there are harp and lute, tambourine and flute, electric guitar, incredible bands. Rabbi Trump points out that this is those who intoxicate themselves with entertainment. If you've ever seen the giant posters on the side of Madison Square Garden, the huge advertisements for the incredible concert, that you're going to be part of this incredible moment. EDM, lose yourself in the music. Problem is, if you fill your head with empty music, with lyrics about pleasure and having a good time, and self-absorption and hedonism, where is the room for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Much like the people we saw in the first kina, who leave no room for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in their comfortable estates and their living quarters, there's no room for Hashem in those who seek out endless entertainment and music and good times. Voyayin mishtehem, wine at their drinking feasts. They's Paul Hashem lo yabitu, and now the Navi makes that clear. The work of Hashem they do not regard. Umase yodav lo ro, the work of his hands, the deeds of his hands they have not seen. Rabbi Hirsch has a beautiful phrase on this. The people lead an empty life of luxury and gluttony, searching for the most effective stimulants. Yadli came. They're trying to light themselves up. Like Dolek, Ner Chanukah is coming as I record this. And you want to light yourself up, you want to be lit. Don't we say that now? You want to be lit. They lack any feeling or desire to partake of the higher values in life. To them, the world is one great tavern, one great bar. It never occurs to them that Hashem, the innkeeper, will one day present the bill. So there's a boisterous, good time life that people are chasing. The good things in life. But this too is going to prove empty and is rotting you from the inside till you're just producing lousy berries. Therefore, my people will go into exile. They'll be put into galus because of a lack of knowledge. And those who are bekavedik, the esteemed ones, will die of hunger. And the multitude will be dry, will be parched from thirst. Rashi says, "Keneged rov mishtehem." All the drinking, all of the greed, all of the being a wastrel. From being drunk, you're going to die of thirst. And from seeking out entertainment, you're going to die of hunger alone in a famine. The opposite of entertainment. Therefore, the netherworld, Sha'ol, has expanded itself. And has opened its mouth without measure. Like the Bnei Korach dropping down into the pit. And her splendor, Pe'er, I'm sorry, Hadara, Hidur, and Hamona, Hamonam, the populace, Usha'ona, and the multitudes will descend, Ve'olezba, those who rejoice therein. Those who rejoice there. So it's a real harsh midah keneged midah of punishment that we are going to get. And this is a kinah before it's happened. This is a kinah before anything happened yet. So the partying people don't see the big problem. What's the big deal? Things are good. We should celebrate. V'ra'u chivasim kidavram. And they're... I'm sorry. I skipped the pasuk. I skipped the page. Look at that. I flipped two pages instead of one. Back to Tesvav. Vayishach adam vayishpal ish. Man will be humbled. Vayishach. And man will be brought low. Twice for the ish. Double lashon to really emphasize it. Ve'enei gevoim tishpalno. And the eyes of the haughty will be brought low. Everything. Midah keneged midah. And Tezayin, the reason, Vayigba Hashem Tzavakos Bamishpat, because the Lord of hosts, Hashem, will be exalted in judgment, but the lack of judgment is what we are guilty of. We have lost our social values and our priorities. We have been found wanting by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is judging us, because we've abandoned justice, we've abandoned righteousness. V'ho'el HaKadosh Nidash B'Tzedakah. And don't we say that all the time in davening? The Holy One, Holy God, will be hallowed, will be made holy with the tzedakah, with righteousness, with equity. Not the modern version of equity, but equality. So this is very harsh, but we deserve it, and no less. And finally, of this kinah, v'rov chivasim kidavram, v'charvos mechim garim yochelu, says Yudzayin, lambs will graze as they wish, wherever they want to. We have acted without restraint and without rules, and so the lambs, the wild animals, can eat wherever they wish. V'charvos mechim garim yochelu, sojourners will eat the ruins of the fat ones. The fat ones are the tzaddikim, who were fattened up with mitzvos. But they are going to be consumed, they are going to be eaten. The enemy is going to come and destroy them all.